A special court in Bahrain has sentenced 20 medical workers who treated protesters during anti-government protests that began in February. The sentences range from 5 years to 15 years in prison. The state-run Bahrain news agency said the medics were jailed for forcibly occupying a hospital, spreading false news, inciting hatred of Bahrain's rulers, and calling for an overthrow of the regime. Joining us on the line with reaction is Amnesty International's Saeed Boumadouha. He specializes in Bahrain. Thank you for joining us today. What is your reaction to this sentencing?
Well, to be honest with you, we're not very surprised by the sentencing. We have, for the last few months, we have made our position very, very clear about the trials before the military courts in Bahrain. These trials are grossly unfair. Some of the defendants in this trial and in other trials have been tortured, and they were forced into making confessions which were used in courts, and so many people were detained without judicial arrest warrant, and it is a military court. You know, civilians should not be tried before military courts. In this particular one, we know that the medical doctors were released on bail a few weeks ago. I believe that they are being punished for their criticism of the way the government handled the protest earlier in the year.
Is there any recourse for these medical workers?
Yeah, sure. Their lawyers will appeal before the High Appeal Court, which is a civilian court rather than a military court. So all trials before military courts now, following a decree issued by the King in August, all trials will be heard before civilian courts when lawyers appeal the verdicts and the sentences. So I was in contact with a lawyer today, and he said that they will appeal.
Do you have any optimism about what will happen then?
It's difficult to say, because we hope that the proceedings will be much fairer than proceedings before the military courts, and we hope that the court will obviously look at all the evidence and all the charges, the substance of the charges, and also listen to the defendants as well, because some of them, as I mentioned earlier, some of them have alleged that they had been tortured while detained incommunicado following their arrest.
You're a specialist on Bahrain, as we have mentioned, so perhaps you could describe for us the political mood in that area right now.
The situation there really is looking very, very grim. The human rights situation has been very, very catastrophic over the last few months. Hundreds of people have been arrested and detained. Some have now been released, but so many people have been tried before military courts and sentenced as well. There are a lot of reports of torture and ill-treatment. A few months ago, during the protests, a number of civilians or protesters who were unarmed were killed. Three people now have been sentenced to death. Everybody is hoping that the International Commission of Inquiry, Bahrain International Commission of Inquiry, which is supposed to be presenting its report and recommendations to the government by the end of next month. So people are hoping that maybe, you know, following the recommendations, that the government will start or will embark on major reform, political reform, as well as human rights reforms as well. But for the time being, the situation on the ground is still very bad, and a lot of people are being targeted, and including human rights activists and journalists as well. It doesn't look very good right now.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today.
And no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Saeed Boumadouha with Amnesty International in London.